Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
There is a shadow electorate, Lee, packed with illegal immigrant voters. It is indisputable now. Cannot argue. It is fact. Even had a court order the removal of 50,000 illegal immigrants off the Arizona rolls. I was talking about that this summer. I was talking about it with you at that.
Yep.
Now we have the order. It is formal. Department of Homeland Security is partnering with the state of Arizona to scrub the rolls. They are there. 50,000 of them. 36,000 of them voted in 2020. And it was, it really made me feel good this morning to have Fox News finally do this story 3 years after I did it and admit they were there. They were there the whole time. And that's a big step up from Fox News. For Fox News, you remember Bret Baier, and in the beginning of that year, really, even 2 years after the 2020 election, insisting there was no election fraud. To hear Fox News admit what I've been saying for 3 years was really gratifying. Not going to lie. I just want to play it, and I'm going to play the heck out of it in every hour so you never doubt me again. Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb on with Carly Shimkus. Fox News this morning, Carly admits there are 50,000 illegals on the rolls in Arizona. Mark Lamb takes it a step further. He is a sheriff of a border county in Arizona.
So do you think non-citizens were voting in elections, and break down what this means for residents in your state?
Yeah, I do think, Carly, that they were voting in elections. And what it means is we had our election in 2020 between Biden and President Trump that was decided by 11,000 votes. And then in 2022, we had some very close races once again. So 50,000 voters makes it a huge matter.
You bet it does. Carrie Lake should be in office. It was all stolen from us. So to get Fox News to admit this, at least the part about the 50,000 illegals being on the rolls, is a huge step for them. But Lee, it's so much worse. So much worse. Breitbart had this over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this. The Trump administration has quietly begun invalidating Social Security numbers of illegal immigrants who are in the U.S. unlawfully, effectively pushing them to self-deport. Good. And this is just the start, okay? This is the first tranche. Wait till you hear who the Biden administration gave Social Security numbers to. 6,300 in the first tranche, Social Security numbers invalidated, blocking their ability to work. Who are they? Listen to this. Illegal immigrants with criminal records and those on the terror watch lists. I'm just going to let that sink in for a minute. Wait. The Biden administration not only released people on the terror watch list knowingly into this country. We had that last week. They gave them Social Security numbers. I mean, at what point we don't go with treason charges here. I don't know. I don't know. But this can't continue. Where there are no criminal charges for that administration. This is incredible. So 6,300 illegal immigrants in the first tranche. There will be more. If you want to read the article, and there was this one too. Feds charge 18 illegal aliens with stealing Social Security numbers from Americans. So they're coming at it that way too. These are not ones Biden gave out, but ones that are stolen. They think there are 800,000 of those right now inside the IRS. They're going after those as well. So you can see, you know, kind of where we are here. And why we have to cancel these 6,300 again illegal immigrants over the weekend, and just terrorists got Social Security numbers. Oh, here it is, the article, Breitbart, bombshell Doge report, terrorist watch list migrants secured Medicaid after being freed into the U.S. by Joe Biden. How'd they get Medicaid? They were given Social Security numbers. You know, at some point we got to start to ask a question, Lee. Do they want these terrorists here? They don't just see them as future voters. There's,
I think, we're past
reason.
The point of needing to ask that question, but yeah.
Well, for something. I don't know what, yeah. But they really facilitated their way in. So among the 6,300 migrants, all of whom were either on terror watch lists or had criminal records, a lot of them not only got the Social Security numbers, which is illegal because they're illegal immigrants, but they were also, again, put on Medicaid. They were put on all kinds of welfare benefits. The Doge report that found that 905 of the migrants, including four on the terror watch list, had been collecting Medicaid benefits. Another 41 were collecting unemployment benefits. 22 of the migrants received tax refunds in 2024, totaling $751,000. So, wow. The report comes as President Donald Trump's administration revoked the parole of those 6,300 migrants. In other words, that's where you show up at the border and they say, hey, welcome to America. We don't care if you're on the watch list. Here's some work papers. Revoked the parole of those 6,300 migrants with criminal records or those on the terror watch list. Now, if you're wondering, like, how does this happen? It's because those inside Social Security Administration are weaponized. It was not an accident. It wasn't a whoopsie. And you could tell that reading of all places, the Washington Post over the weekend.
Well, I think it's also because they knew that the federal judiciary would have their back on it.
And they do?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to see a lawsuit on this. This is coming. It is going to drop your jaw. We are going to see Democrats go to court to protect the right of illegal immigrant terror watch listers to have Social Security numbers. Listen to this. This, and you can see what's going on here, okay? A senior, this is from the Washington Post, a senior executive at the Social Security, was physically dragged, this is their reporting, was physically dragged from his office this week after clashing with Doge over the invalidation of those 6,300 Social Security numbers. He didn't want to do it. He wanted the illegals, again, who are all criminals or terrorists, to keep their Social Security numbers. He had to be physically removed. Greg Pierre, a career civil servant who led an IT team working on the agency's data systems, was removed over his opposition to a Doge plan to cut off immigrants. Immigrants. They call them, that's hilarious. Yeah. Immigrant. No, they are illegal immigrants. Stop lying. To cut off immigrants from key financial services. That'd be welfare. If you are an illegal, it is illegal for you to get welfare in the United States of America. And what they're objecting to, the way that the Trump administration had to go in quickly, because they just discovered this last week, the 5 million illegals illegally given Social Security numbers by Biden, right? So this is them moving. To invalidate the Social Security numbers so they are cut off, especially from their welfare, they moved them to what's called the master death file. In other words, when you die, your Social Security number goes in it and it becomes unusable, theoretically. They renamed the master death file the master invalid file.
Like, yeah, that sounds a little better.
Yeah, and they had to, because now this is how they're shutting off the illegals. This is an emergency situation. And that's what Greg Pierre was objecting to. No, 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 you can't move them to the death file. They're not dead. They need their benefit. They're illegal immigrants. These are crimes. And I hope we're picking them up as we're invalidating their Social Security numbers. It's incredibly dangerous to have these people in this country. So you're talking again, Lee, what we've been talking about, hand-to-hand physical combat with these federal employees and DOGE, with the federal employees trying to block their way to keep the illegals. Again, all of them either have criminal records in this country or they're terrorists.
Well, this also goes back to the argument you and I have been, you know, talking about here on this show for quite some time, is that the Trump administration doesn't just have to do agency heads. They have got to get out the entrenched bureaucracy
yes.
that's in our federal government that is defying the policies of the executive branch. Because that's what's going on. You have a shadow government. Well, it's not even in the shadows. It's out there in the open. It is openly fighting what the administration
yeah.
has is wanting to do. And this is an administration that won the popular vote and the Electoral College by a landslide. And they have a mandate. And these federal bureaucrats are taking it upon themselves, thinking they know better.
Mm-hmm.
They know better than the American people about how this country should conduct its business.
If you're an illegal immigrant and a criminal or on the terror watch list, according to them, you should get welfare and a Social Security number in violation of federal law. They know best. This is the guy who discovered it. He is the CEO of a company called Valor. His name's Antonio Gracias. And he was on Fox again this morning talking about all of this. He found the 5.5 million. Okay, so there's much more here, much more invalidation that's coming. And there will be a lawsuit by the end of the day. I'm going to be reporting it. I'm telling you, the left is going to fight for terrorist illegal immigrants to have Social Security numbers. They are that evil. But here's what I just want to play this part, Lee, and bring it back. Antonio Gracias not only found the 5.5 million had been given Social Security numbers by Biden, but they were on voter rolls. They did three sample states that would let them run the rolls, you know, compare. The rest of the states wouldn't, right? And they found thousands of them on the rolls and many voting, he said. Okay, so this is get them here, get them on the voter rolls, get them on welfare so they won't leave, get them voting. That's what this is. But listen to what he found. Here's the second part. He said when he went into their kind of their files and saw they're on so they're on welfare benefits. Listen to a weird thing he found.
Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure I'd have believed it. I went through it myself and mapped it. And Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection. That's what's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid, as an example. We've gone through on every benefit program we went through, we found groups from this particular group of people, this 5.5 million people, in those benefit programs. And then what was really, really disturbing us was why. We're asking ourselves why.
Right.
And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records. And we found people here registered to vote in this population, yes.
And who did vote?
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote. And we have referred them to prosecution at the Homeland Security Investigation Service.
Yeah.
Not an accident.
Right.
Deliberately set for max welfare pay. Again, the first 6,300 convicted criminals in this country and terrorists, people on the actual terror watch list. That's not an accident. When you have to physically drag out the guy responsible or one of those responsible for it, Greg Pierce, longtime federal employee, this is the Democrats. They've infiltrated these agencies. They've weaponized them and they are building a shadow electorate, or they were. We're taking it down. And that's, folks, don't get mad about this, okay? We're taking it down. We got one more chance. Thank the Lord for that. Fall on your knees and thank the Lord for that. This is a gift. Because they were going to roll us with this. We were going to lose control, and we have this precious chance to stop it. And Trump isn't wasting it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Well, Colonel Douglas McGregor, one of my favorites, was asked on a podcast last week, what's the next big war we're going to get into? What's the next big conflict? You know, what do you think? You mean Middle East or, you know, like where, in other words, where are we most at risk? He was on a financial podcast. She said, well, you know, Middle East. His answer was shocking. Unless you listen to my Battleground America podcast or the show. Well, in the Middle East? Oh, well, like Europe? Like Ukraine? No. Iran? No. Well, where then, Colonel? Nails it.
If we do not deal decisively with the illegal aliens and the cartels that work within that framework inside the United States, literally go to war inside our country after we seal this border, and I mean seal it. I'm not talking about what we've got right now. So we've got to change the personnel. We have to have a different system to deal with those legal crossing points. But we have not fundamentally shaken the death grip in which the cartels hold our country. Mm-hmm. That should take top priority. That's our future. If we don't do that, we will not last out another decade. It will be chaos here. We'll look worse than Mexico.
Yep.
So I'd say that's number one. That's where we should focus.
Now, that's not going to be in all areas. This is a big country. It's not going to be in places like here because we won't put up with it. We won't. I can see sheriffs deputizing people. We will fight them. We'll throw them out. But they will take blue territory and colonize it, control it, operate from it. And when the time is right and there's another Democrat regime, they will pour out of it like cockroaches. Not last week. And we've demonstrated this exhaustively on the Battleground podcast, especially after the breaking news this week or last week, that Maduro was right when he gave that speech and he told Trump, listen, you know, you're putting all these sanctions on me. Biden made me send Tren de Aragua. He pressured me. I didn't want to send him, he said. My daughter speaks fluent Spanish. We sat there and translated every word of it. I'm pretty good, but I'm not as good as she is. I said, honey, come on, let's sit down and do this. I'm going to make sure I'm understanding what he said. Yep. She's like, that's what he said. He said the FBI and the DEA moved them in via safe houses in Colombia, moved them into the country. Last week, we got some confirmation of that. That Tren de Aragua is not like other gangs. They're not like MS-13. MS-13 is about crime and dominating it. And that's terrifying enough. They're going to take this territory. I'm telling you, sanctuary cities, they are going to roll them. They're going to take that territory that's blue. And they're going to fan out from there, and they're going to come for us. That's 10 years. It's about right. except Trump won. But Tren de Aragua is different. Tren de Aragua is a creation of the Socialist Party of Venezuela. Their leadership is hardcore Marxist. This is why Democrats and their judges are fighting so hard for Tren de Aragua, and Trump is fighting so hard to send them out of the country. By the way, did you know we got 800 of them? These are hardcore gang members and leaders. I didn't realize that since Trump took office. Kristi Noem announced it last weekend. 800. It's not enough. We have to keep going. But the good news is you just heard Colonel Douglas McGregor there saying, this is it. This is the fight. This is the war. We have to fight it on our own territory. We must militarize the border. He said it before Trump did it. And then Trump did it. Oh, it's great. Over the weekend, authorized the U.S. military to take control of federal land along the southern border. I guarantee you the Democrats could be in court today to stop this. Their friends, the cartels, all they know is they bring them their voters, future voters, and they will fight to the hilt for them. 60 feet wide, military zone. Yes. I've been screaming for this. We need to, folks, poor Border Patrol. They do a great job. They can't handle, the cartels are military. They can't handle this. They've got military grade equipment. It stretches from California across, it stretches across California, Arizona, and New Mexico. Why? Trump needed to go into California and take control of that land because the left's just going to let him, you know, in that state, just walk right over that border. It's called the Roosevelt Reservation. So it's not just a fence. It is a military operation. Okay, here's what this means. Military grade surveillance, military enforcement rules. We can treat the enemy as an enemy combatant. We can use military tribunals. It's what we're going to have to do with these thugs. And I'm talking about the cartels. Restricted access like a U.S. base. So now when illegals cross the border, they are trespassers on military property and subject to military security protocols. I'm going to tell you what they're doing here. I bet you know in the back of your head what they're doing as I'm reading it. No sanctuary, no loopholes, no games, no liberal judicial dictators. They're going to try anyway. It's changed the rules. So for the first time in modern U.S. history, but not for the first time in history, for the first time in modern U.S. history, the U.S. border is becoming a secured military zone, just as Colonel McGregor said we needed to do. So while Biden let the cartel pipelines flourish, remember to the point where Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said, listen, the Department of Homeland Security was calling up the cartels to coordinate drop-off points for illegals. So while Biden let the cartel pipelines flourish, and Mayorkas left the gates open, Trump just dropped the hammer. Boom! So America first, military enforced border security. By the way, Colonel McGregor says it's not enough. We also have to secure the crossings because the cartels are moving their folks in that way too.
Sure, we've stopped massive waves of immigration. But where does most of the illegal human trafficking and drugs come in? Comes in through the legal crossing points because most of the officers on any given day down there are paid off. So we've got to change the personnel. We have to have a different system to deal with those legal crossing points. But we have not fundamentally changed.
I got to tell you, as a mom of a 16-year-old who recently got her license,
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.